Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Good evening, Detroit, and all our global listeners. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Network station. We are ready for our host to come into the queue very, very soon. Miss Strong Island will be gracing us this evening, hosting her segment of the Erotic Central Sheets Strong Zone Open Mic. All righty. I see that she has arrived in the building, so we will connect her in so she can do her thing. Welcome, Miss Strong Island.
Hey, everybody. This is Strong Island. Hello, Detroit and our global listeners. You're here on the Erotic Sensual Sheet Strong Zone with Strong Island, your host. Well, let's get this thing cracking. You know, it's another night of some good poetry coming your way. And I guess I'm going to kick it off tonight with a brand new piece that I just finished. And this piece is actually called Scandalous.
All right.
And this piece goes like this. Those sexy eyes, those sexy thighs, those sexy legs. Wow, your head is pushing through, indicating it is about that time to screw. While this school is still in session, just kiss me, then lick these breasts. Enjoy the very best of this chest. Freaky mind hitting it from behind. With madman determination. 1, 2, 3, quick strokes. I almost choke while you squeeze the throat. Handcuffs slapped on, blindfolds tied on. Next position is taken up, just so that last nut can bust. Screams are heard from far places, shaking up the man as you remove the cuffs. Still paying for the fast bust of your nut. Next time you will take it nice and slow, and that is my piece.
That's Strong Island putting it down. You got to clap it up for my sister.
Well, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for that appreciation of that piece. I literally was just finishing it as I was coming on the air.
Oh, wow. Fantastic.
Yeah, well, if you're hanging on the line and you just want to kick back and listen in, by all means do that. But if you do want to share your words with us, please press 1 so we know that you're ready to go. And in the interim, Miss Poeta E., how was your weekend?
Oh, it was great. Can't complain. Just, you know, excited and happy with a lot of new things coming on and coming up out, you know. But it was all great. How about yours?
Oh, mine was mine actually is excellent. I'm actually in the midst of getting ready to do a live production next weekend with my acting. So I'm actually in rehearsals for that now. You know, I'm always busy.
All right.
Always keep them busy.
Yes. All right. I mean, when you're busy, you're going somewhere.
Yeah, I'm good. I guess I'm going to fly away one of these days.
I mean, you're climbing up that successful ladder.
And it's thanks to you, my dear, because without you, who saw a vision in me to help push me along that scary curve that I didn't want to take, I say thank you, my sister, for that push.
Oh, you girl, it was already there. Yeah, it was already there. But I still appreciate you, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think at this time, what we're going to do is we're going to slow it up a little bit with some music.
All right.
Give everybody a chance to just calm down a bit and get into the zone.
All right, now. All right, nothing like some barrier wax to get us popping, right?
Oh, yes. Barry never does you wrong.
All right, now. All right.
Tell me a secret. I don't just want to know about any secret of yours. I want to know about one special secret.
Oh.
Because tonight I want to learn all about the secrets in your garden.
I want to read your mind. Know your deep feelings. I want to make it right for you. Baby, show me. Let me see the mystery. Oh,
come on, come on, come on, come on.
Listen to your heart tonight.
I've got the secret key to you, baby. Let's make music harmonizing.
Every night.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome back, our global listeners and our Detroit listeners. You're here on the Strong Island Erotic Central Sheets, and this is Ms. Strong Island, your host. All right, well, it's that time again. You know me. I like to just read a little something for you, and this piece tonight is actually called Aspirations of Grand Celebration, and the piece goes like this. Riding down this long path, wishing I could be near, my dear, just to realize you are far from me. Just want to drop on my knees. As you wait to open me up, I take it upon myself to bust my first nut. Moving fast, then slow, then trying to finish the show. Exciting thoughts of our last encounter keeps a smile on my face with thoughts of the Hershey kisses you planted all over my body. While I try not to be shy, I look you straight in the eye, mesmerized by the handsome man before me, looking around with gentle smile covering his face, not to mention those juicy lips that will certainly plant themselves wherever, whenever, however they want. Never complaints coming from this face. Snicker bars is what you are. $1,000 grand is surely my man. Exacting, extracting, multiplying each touch, each breath, each word that was never spoken, just a token of appreciation given. Twins never have to worry. This is my thoughts, my words, my aspirations for a grand celebration of the coming together as one. Body, one mind, one soul is my goal for captivating it all, and that is my peace.
Did you want me to, I can clap it up for my sister.
Well, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for those kind, and tears of endearment, I guess you would say. Well, my sister, I thank listeners. We are going to take our next caller, and caller from the 347 area code. You're on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing the mic?
Oh, we got distinguished on the mic one time.
Welcome, welcome. I'm so happy you can make it, brother.
No doubt.
So what you gonna blaze us with tonight?
Gonna do a little something different. I got this new piece I'm working on, and we're gonna see if the people listening like it. It's called Sweat Her. Basically, I took, you know, like somebody's sweater, and I thought, you know, what better way to put somebody's sweater that I got on them and then watch them sweating it.
All right, now do your thing. The floor
All
is
right.
yours.
I was never into math or anything of the sort, but being introduced to pi, also known as 3.14, was like thinking about, did Adam and Eve really bite the fruit, or were they caught giving each other fellatio and cunnilingus? Picturing my poetry true on the dandelion in the middle of the slavery era, while trying to find a reconstruct, but somehow got caught up in a random woman's 1969. Damn, ever. Hey, Cassie, guess who's putting condoms in the refrigerator? Hey, next future girlfriend, guess who's getting head from the refrigerator? You rate her. That's right. Oh, wait. You didn't know poets could get this raunchy? Baby, do me a favor. Give me a jackass. Be my human donkey. Let me plant her up the apes, your areola, ovary, grapes, because when the Caesar says no, you better be ready to hear my dick say rape. Feel in summer when I have my hands digging on through your scalp just to get a firm grip, pulling your neck all the way back towards my lips just to bend all the way over enough to kiss your clit. Being smitten by your winter hiss as you squirt, as you Pokemon my dick. I'm just praying that you evolve. You suck into a Bulbasaur. Sweater.
Wow. Is that your piece?
Yeah, that's my piece.
Wow. Is all I can say. Wow. We definitely got to give you a hand clap for that, my brother. That was hot.
Thank you.
English. I'm so glad that you was able to come on this call and just blaze that mic like you do.
No doubt. No doubt, Queen.
Now, can you tell our listeners, where can they find you? Where can they follow you at?
They could actually find me on Facebook right now. So my Facebook is MeLecMeir. So that's MeLecMeir. So that's Facebook.com/MeLecMeir. And or people can email me. My email address is Distinguished. So that's DistinguishSeven@gmail.com. And yeah, I do shows. I host shows all over Harlem, Queens, Brooklyn. I have my own TV show that I got on QPTV. I'm always doing stuff in and out of Broadway theaters. So yeah, I'm very accessible. I mean, it seems like a lot, but I make time for my people.
All right, now. Now, Distinguished, would you say, because see, I know you from doing spoken word.
Right.
What would you tell someone who's just starting out doing spoken word? What would you give them? What would you say to them?
I would say do not be afraid to be different. I mean, I'm young and 21, and all my life I've been really trying to not go where the normal people might go or not say the stuff that normal people would say, because the only reason why normal people do and say the stuff they do is because they're afraid of expending their possibilities, like Lorenz Tate was saying, Love Jones. Don't be afraid, you know. He says something like persistence. You'll be surprised how far to take you. So if you just keep writing and you try to always think outside of the box, you might find yourself creating a brand new box, you know. So never be afraid to be different.
All right, now. Well, definitely you're welcome to come back anytime, you know, and share your words with the audience. You know, and if you got time, stay around.
All right,
you know,
thanks for having
the show.
All right.
All right, now. Well, Miss Lady, I see someone else is raising her hand. But we're gonna get to you right now. Call us on the 318 area code. You on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing the mic?
Hi, this is Love Me Do.
Hi, Love Me Do. Welcome, my sister. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much. I have a piece that I've never shared, and the title of this is Real Loving.
The floor is yours, my sister. Do your thing.
French kisses, caressing romantically, tears rolling, each other will consoling, bodies holding past huggingly, clothes being ripped off. Touching is tough but soft. Panting and loud ranting. Fucking frantically. Sweat dripping. Mouths cussing. This is nothing but sweet, real loving. And that's that piece.
Woo! All right. Just clap it up for my sister. Let me do. I appreciate you coming through tonight and sharing your words with the audience.
Thank you.
And, you know, if you don't have time, you know, you can come back, sit back, whatever you feel. How could we find you? Put it that way, because some people don't know how they could find you out here. So
okay,
how
I have a Facebook page, and it's Facebook, author Nicole Brown. I have a fan page on Facebook, which is titled Outstanding Poet and Author Nicole S. Brown. And I also have 9 books that are out selling on my website, which is at authornicolesbrown.yolasite.com. So you can reach me, you can find me on all of those, in all of those areas. And I appreciate you for your time and allowing me to do that.
Oh, no, you know what? You know how we do. We definitely support our people.
Okay.
That's what it counts, you know. We got to support each other. And thank you, my sister, for coming through and sharing.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're always welcome.
Right.
All right, well, let me go on and take the next little hand that's raising and trying to get my attention. Caller, Miss Poetic E, I hear that you like to share a piece with the audience tonight. The floor is yours,
well,
my dear.
Hi, Miss Strong Iron. I guess I will, my sister. I think I've read this piece, done this piece before, but I'll do it again. What the hey? No. All right, this piece is entitled The Way You Love Me. The way you love me puts a gleam and smile on my face. You make me feel so free. My heart pumps confetti of hot floating in and out of space. You've changed my whole world by touching my mind intellectually, my spirit spiritually, my body sensually, and my heart honestly. With great security, each time you hold me in the fold of your arms, I feel the love that exudes from you, and it is ever so tender and warm. Every time you hold me, you illuminate my soul. You're the other half of me that makes me whole. Each time that you utter the words, I love you, I am simply lifted. The way you look at me and I recognize the purity of your love, it gives me surety that our union was ordained from divine power from up above. It's your smile that captures the very essence of me. When I gaze at you down the way, my heart ventures to say, you are a muse to me. When pain, joy, or cold causes tears to be released from the lids of my eyes, rolling over the mound of my cheeks, it is the stroke of your gentle hand that helps me understand you are a compassionate man that will do all you can to make sure that my heart is protected from the elements of despair, because the love you have for me is far beyond someone who just cares. It is priceless beyond compare. Perhaps it's even rare. The way you seize me with an intimate kiss, I am released of all unnecessary worries and remain secure that our union will remain in total bliss. Your love for me is awesomely insane. I don't think you understand how you set my heart aflame. Let me collect myself. I'm about to cry for some peace.
It's okay, Mike.
You are sensational, spectacular, and a man that I adore. Your chase to have me was something I just couldn't ignore. The sound of your alluring voice gave me no choice but to listen to that still, small voice. With its power and authority, it said to release the locks to the chambers of my heart and commune with the spirit of this man that I have granted to be the protector of your heart. And should he violate the powers that be, then he will have to answer to the wrath in me. I am your father that giveth you away to a noble, loving, honest man, and not to a wandering stray. He is the kind of man that I have conditioned to understand that as a leader of his family, he must know how to pray. After the consultation from my almighty father, entrancingly divine, a gate opened my eyes to capture the vision of true love as my prize. Without veils, scales, or deliberate disguise, I am totally convinced that this man is definitely God's man. He is entrusted and instructed to inspire me, divinely love me, protect me from all hurt and harm while keeping me warm. I am so glad that the Lord saw fit to make this man mine. A man packaged as unique and stamped as one of a kind. And that's my piece, The Way You Love Me.
Woo, woo, woo! You got to clap it up for you, sister. Definitely got to clap it up for you.
All right, Miss Strong. I don't know why I was about to cry for that. For some
that was hot. That was really, really hot. And you was crying because you got caught up in the emotions of what those words were saying to you. And that's okay.
Yeah.
That is okay. Because if it can make you cry, imagine what it's doing to us.
Yeah.
That's how you know your piece is hot. You made yourself cry.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, I think right now what we're going to do, we're going to just cool it down. In a minute, we're going to cool it down. But right now, I'm going to take that next caller because they just wanted to get on here before, you know, go to break. So we'll take them before we go to break. Caller for the 908 area code, you on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing the mic?
Billy crying too.
Okay, what are you going to do for us tonight?
Oh, no, I'm going to read something old because I ain't had a chance to write nothing new. So I have to read something old. How about
that? Hey, no problem. The floor is yours.
This comes out of my book, my one and only book, but it's called The Heat. The hotter the weather, the tighter the better. Come on, Cupid, let's lock up together. I want to make you feel love. This is a real love. We fit like a body glove. It's a red bone connection, and you're on top, and we're moving in the right direction. It was an omen for you and I to meet. That's why the Osley brothers wrote Between the Sheets. Don't reach over and grab your gear, dear. I ain't through. I got more work to do here. Let me give you a lesson in love, and it starts with a kiss, then some hugging and rubbing. Then the buttons pop, the legs unlock, and my anatomy gets hard like a rock. After tonight, I'll be the one you miss. But like Mary J. said, reminisce, reminisce, reminisce. And that's my piece.
All right, now, sir. You just I like that. Reminisce, reminisce. Let's clap it up for my brother.
Yay! Michelle, what are you making me cry? Michelle, don't be making me cry like that.
She did her job well.
Don't you know I'm all by myself? You got me over here crying.
Well, yeah, I told you did a good job.
I had to feed Billy some dog biscuits to stop him from crying.
All right. Now, Mr. Stevie G, how could everybody find you?
1-800 Billy's Master.
God. You're a mess.
I'm on Facebook. I'm on Facebook. Stephen Guy White on Facebook.
And you mentioned your book. What's the title of your book?
Poetic Soul by Stevie G.
All right, now.
You can purchase that book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, Buddha.com, and Trafford.com.
All right. Make sure y'all go out and get these books that's being mentioned. Thank you.
Tell you what, I'm going to make sure you do, because if I don't see like a little comment on Amazon where you done went and bought the book and it says Strong Island was here and I loved your book, then I'm going to call you up on your show next week and go, oh, no, you didn't.
You don't put me on blast on air.
I'm going to put you on blast on your own show.
All right, now. I'll get you, Billy. All right, I'll get you. But anyway.
Billy's sweet right now. Billy, I gave him a tranquilizer because he was crying about Poetic East poem.
Oh, good. Thank you. Well, you know what, Mr. Stevie G? You always what? Welcome on this show, and you know that.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I haven't been able to get on much. I've been so busy and moving out here and starting a new job and trying to get to know the new job. You know, I just haven't had a whole bunch of time. I even forgot that I had my show.
Oh, that's it. Now, you know, that's bad.
That is.
Yes, but you know, we definitely got to make sure we frequent your show tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, you and Miss Poetic
right.
E, Thursday
Ms.
night.
Poetic E and Stevie G will be on tomorrow at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for all of y'all out there listening. Make sure you come and vibe with us.
All right.
Amen. Well, Stevie G, you know, I know you're going to stay around, hang with us.
Kick me off if you like.
I kick you. I ain't kicking you, brother, but I know there's others like jumping in my face right now. So, you know, I'm just trying to move them on.
Let other people shine, please.
Yes. And you always welcome to come back later.
I'll come back. Don't worry. What time does the show last? Let me look.
You still got some time. Still got some
2 minutes left. Okay.
All right. Thank you much. All right, caller. I'm going to go ahead and take that next caller that's on raising their hands at me. Caller on the 646 area code. You on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing the mic?
Junebug.
Hey, Junebug. Welcome.
Hey, I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing good. What are you going to do for us tonight?
I had a friend write a piece that she wants me to read, and she dedicated this piece to me, so that she wanted me to read it on the air. So
the floor is yours.
Okay. It's called Put in the Mouth and Put it in the Holes, excuse me.
Oh, Lord, child. Okay, go on. I got to hold on for this one.
Oh, you should. It's going to be a long. Okay, here you go. The tongue is for licking, the tits are for touching, the dick is for putting it in the hole, in the back, front. Say yes to it, say yes to it. Never say no. You got to lick until you can't lick no more. Go down deep on it, soft and hard. Every day of your life, he will love it so much that he cannot stop doing it. No, he cannot lick the black hole inside the big pussy. Look, lick it up and down and all around. The hole is very tight. It tastes very good when you do it. Yes, it does and feels good. Take it like a woman. All women know how it feels. Very good. They all know about that. Yes, they do. Some women like it soft. Some like it hard, very hard. And it feels so good. You can do it everywhere until you do it. You can't do it no more. One, no more. Good night to everybody on the radio show. So that's a piece that that's my piece that I'm reciting for a friend who wrote the piece, and it was Michelle, my girlfriend, and she says hi, Cindy. She wrote this piece.
All right, that's beautiful.
She wanted to read it on the air because she's kind of no, now she's saying she wasn't. She was timid about.
But it's okay.
Reading.
You know what? It's good that you got up. You shared the words. Mm-hmm. And maybe next time she'll come through and maybe she'll let us hear her voice on mm-hmm. air.
Oh, okay, cool.
No, but you did a good job with it, and I appreciate you coming on the air with it. That was a hot piece. Thank you.
You're welcome. I know we talked. I'm sorry to take much of your time. I know we talked one time about trying to continue writing and stretching the work that I have. Because I came up with a lot ever since I've been calling the air on the air. I've written more than maybe 15 pieces, I believe. And you know, I'm gonna try to see if I can put it in book form. And I gotta keep adding on and adding on. So I'm trying to go to some workshops to you know. Brush up my skills in writing, but once I finish the skills in my workshops that I'm planning to go to, then I'll incorporate all the stuff that I learned at these schools, the workshops, and incorporate it into what I'm doing right now, reading erotic poetry, you know. So it's going to stand out, and I'll do better as time goes along because they'll be able to critique me and guide me in the right way, and such as you, you know, you've been helping me, so I appreciate that also.
Oh, you're welcome. That's what I do. I'm here to help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Junebug, for
you're
coming through
welcome.
And blessing
mm-hmm.
the mic for us tonight.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Well, you know, sit back and, you know, stay around and listen.
Okay, I will. I will.
All right, everybody. We're going to get ready and take the next caller on the air, and the next caller is me, Miss Strong Island herself. Doing a piece that I asked to recall. Let's get it together. Hold on a second. I just misplaced it. All right. It's called Exposure of Epic Proportions. And this piece actually goes like this. The winds came in roaring, just like a live lion was calling, out for a quick attack of that pink snatch. Leaves flying everywhere, just like a bear chasing a deer, wanting that deep kill of that pink snatch, just to attack back from left and right, up and down. Everyone is falling to the ground, licking, chewing, stop that hurt. As I almost choke on all that liquid go that flowed down from your personal opening of release, just to tease and please all those that were willing, let you open their doors, give them more and more of what they ask you for. Liquid gold flowing down, rain hitting the ground. Help, they almost drown. It is way above their heads. Gasping, swallowing, eyes rolling back, breaking out, backstroke, flipping over for that front exposure of epic proportions. Lights all out, just like if a blackout. From too much of the rain that came from your hurricane, this is just too insane to play on my brain, and that is my piece. And thank you for all the claps. Okay, thank you, everyone. If you're just joining the show and you're sitting online holding on and would like to read, please press 1 so you can come on air with me. All right, and in that note, we are going to take a little break for some music.
All right, let's talk. All right.
got more than they're used to. Some of them want to steal your love. Who can say I'm jealous of? I've been living and giving. I keep moving forward.
Welcome back, Detroit, and our global listeners. You're listening to the Erotic Sensual Chic Strong Zone with Miss Strong Island, your host. All right, we're going to get this thing back cracking and back started. If you're on the air, I mean, if you're on the line and you would like to read, please press 1. And in the interim, Miss Poetic E, I see you want to do another piece. All right, lady, the floor is yours.
All right, Miss Strong Island. All right, I guess I can pull one up out of the hat that I've probably read before. Okay, this piece is called Mental Desire. Mental reels of you are massaging my intellect with the flicks of your cool cat swagger. You've got my imagination running wild, freeze framing every move of your dip and your glide. The allure of your sensual and sinister smile has me panting and wanting to release my inner wild. I'm anticipating the linger of your dripping essence, glazing my body with the moisture of your scented mist. I'm licking and gripping the corner of my glossy lips, massaging myself sensually, seducing you with my bedroom eyes, inviting you to take the scenic tour of my bountiful tower, strolling down to sup from the cove of my Nubian Nile, mounted between the walls of my Egypt. I want to feel your heat in the passage of my ebony, collaborating lyrics with the beat of your mandingo. I want to scream out your name in 5 octaves and funky tunes. I want to serenade you with my moans and my groans and bring it all together in choruses of sexy pleasure. Engage in a game of tag team until we climax together. I don't have any inhibitions or restrictions, so I'm spreading my pretty wings wide so your throbbing rhythm can run deep inside. I want you to leave your inscription from your prison ink on the four corners of my walls, punishing my kitty, enslaving her for 9.5 weeks, releasing your animal instinct, waddling in the maze of my wild orchids. Hunt me like I'm your devourer for today. Spank me with your foreplay. Demand me to be your private dancer. Frisk me until you've unraveled the secrets in the pages of my red shoe diaries. Like a man on a voyage, navigate to my hot zone. Jump my caboose and ride hard until you reach my room. Rev my engine, baby, until we've christened every wall in the room. Quench my every desire, but don't put out the fire until we've rehearsed 101 positions, borrowing lessons from the book of Kama Sutra. Let us share the kind of love that will bind you and straight up noose you. Sop me up until the nectar of my wetness is dripping from the release of intense pleasure. Work me until I am comatose and lost in your twilight of forever bliss. And put your seal on it and let's end the night with a sensual kiss. And that's my peace, mental desire.
Clap it up, clap it up, clap it up, clap it up.
Oh, Miss Stone, Miss Stone, Miss Stone.
Magnificent,
yes,
claps. You have Steve in his mind and a Poetic-y, I forgot to even ask you, how could people find you?
Oh, I'm here and there and everywhere. No. Strong. Well, of course, they can find me here on the show. They can, hook up with me on Twitter. I'll say Twitter because I just got more than enough friends on Facebook. But my Twitter page is Poetic Energy 1, the number 1. Fellowship with me there.
Okay. We have to let you say where you come from, what you're doing, my dear, because you are a lady that wears many hats. Many hats, and you dedicate your time to putting on this show and helping people grow. So it's just myself and a whole bunch of other people, and we truly, truly do need to say thank you.
Oh, thank you, Strong, my dear.
And our Detroit listeners and global listeners, if you did not know, Miss Strong can actually be found, too, on Facebook under my, as I say, government name, Cindy Smith Jordan. Or here on Blog Talk on the Strong Island, 631, you can find me there, amongst other places as well. But I really like to thank everybody from coming through tonight and blazing the mic. The people in the chat room, FaZe Poetry, CBG, of course Poetic E, of course all our guests who time and time again, without all of you, there would be no show. So, with no further ado, I'm going to take the next caller that's on the air. Caller from the 910 area code, you're on the air with Strong Island. Who do we have blazing the mic?
Hey, how y'all doing tonight? This is Lil Reed, and I just want to bring this piece. I just want to get this piece off my chest tonight.
All right, blazing the mic, brother. Floor's yours.
All right, this is called My Bridge to Eternity. All right, baby, how will I ever live without you? Only getting the word without is a mouthful. All apologies, I'm only in another one of my sad, sentimental, sympathetic moods. This should be like my love was when secret, for your ears only, for your eyes only. Because, baby, for like a millennium, it seems, you got me following you in trail position with puppy dog eyes, lying roadside, trying to avoid a cataclysmic, jumping on the grenade. I only had a vision of love that I was and you were to be my one and only, and I could be yours. This was only taking a step at a time, and it turned out to be a full tour. If only we could make our time together more time well spent and multiply it more. You're my only hope to fall in love and pull me away from a war. It was only hope that we could be together, and my love for you filling up my empty soul fully that drives me away from the whores and trap doors. Sweetheart, you are my failsafe, my safe haven, my hot cocoa after a steam bath, my condensation when I'm in the desert without water in my plastic bag. Always return into your arms and rest in your eyes, keeping me safe and warm. I want this forever. My masculine affinity for your soft skin full of collagen, sexy ruby red lips and satin leggings, femininity leading up to the silky sensation for which I'm begging. Only if you could open up that door and beam me up. If only you were thinking what I was thinking and use your gifts of intuition and prediction and ESP teleport me out of this perilous predicament and get me where I need to be. If only you had your back turned to me and we were on our sides and I was cupping your breasts ever so slightly. We were where it was meant for us to be, side by side equally, and you were riding me, and I was a Cadillac, smoothly, full throttle, free-falling, with your back turned to me, hitting on all cylinders, you were purring, and only sending me chills and sensations, and we only want to reach a whole nation. How will I live without it? Oh, how will I miss it? Oh, my God, the withdrawals. I'd as soon die than be without you being a phone call away, misty-eyed and quiver my lips. I can't bear the thought. I know you may assume I didn't need you, but you made me everything I ever thought I could be, and if only you were responsible for it all and could claim no liability. I never knew how to care and coddle and cuddle in a love so deep. I didn't know how to love, and I'm still learning how to care, and none of that would be there if I wasn't taught by that special somebody. Her random acts of kindness shall not go unnoticed or remain anonymous. I wasn't scared to sleep alone, so you know I could remain monogamous so long as you're so in love, and I'm not prepared to deal with this loss. And if I fail, only if I fail to keep her, I don't know how I keep from being a sore loser or a loser weeper. I don't plan to fall off, and I'm standing solid as a rock because nobody's knocking me off. Face to face, we need more FaceTime. This is the love I've held my breath for longer than a lifetime. Now, if only we could be in the same place at the same time. I want her to put her hand in mine, and that's the bond of touch. She's my insurance should I only overcome. And good things come to those who wait. And God, Lord, I've been praying and praying and having faith. He says, my child, if this was fate and meant to be and destiny, if only I deserved the love of my life and my soulmate, it shall come to pass all in due time. And if I was a prophet and a man of God, it's only my prophecy that one day I'll be free and she'll be mine. For once I'll be able to escape heartbreak and walk down those previously unavailable, elusive paths of love, opportunity aisle. Then only I can make all my wrongs right. Then and only then, neither one of us would be lonely again, without question. That's at peace.
Woo! 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 Oh, my gosh. All right, now, we got to clap it up for you, brother.
Oh, I appreciate it. I apologize for the little...
Yes, that was a hot piece. You really had to get it off your chest.
I appreciate it, love. I appreciate it.
Hey, I appreciate you coming through. Now, what is your name again?
Say again?
What name you go by?
Lil Reed.
Lil Reed? Okay, Lil Reed. And where can we follow you at?
I'm on Blog Talk. Normally I'm on Blog Talk Radio / The Butterfly Effect. We do a show Monday nights and Saturday nights at 10 Eastern. And I appreciate y'all letting me come along with y'all for the ride tonight. It was a lovely show.
Thank you. Come back anytime. You really did your thing.
I appreciate that, y'all. Y'all be blessed now.
You too. Well, everybody, it's at that time and that moment. I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in to another great week, another great show. Come back next week, same time, same station. Again, please join us tomorrow night at 9 o'clock for the Thursday night open mic with Miss Poetic E and Stevie G themselves. Have a good night, everyone. Bye.
Thank you.